Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season you're gonna reap.
Well, hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis. I need to change that, Minister Joel Lewis, and you're listening to the best internet program on the net here. You're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be about our Father's business. Each and every week we come on here, and we're being blessed to have great guests each and every week, and we're going to continue that format today here. But I would just like to just take a moment out and just say hello to Beverly Beasley. She's the CEO of Granny's Place, and Granny's Place website have been revamped. So I encourage you to go out to our website, that's grannysplace.org. But we also have changed the name of his Granny Place Ministry now. So I'd like to thank over the GP Ministry. Please go take time to go over to that site there and visit and see what we're up to. Amen. And be a part of our Father's business. Now, without any further delay, we have our guest on the line this morning. He's no stranger to this program. I consider him as being a friend and being a friend of the ministry. He's going to come to us, and he's going to give us an update on what's been going on and share with us some new things that God has put to his hands to do. The next voice you'll hear will be Minister Michael Flemings. Good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
I'm doing great. Welcome to our program, brother. I'm excited each time I talk to you, man, because you continually to encourage me by what God is doing in your life. And I say, if he could do it for you, he surely could do it for me. And all our listening audience, brother, encourage us.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to once again be on your show and to be involved in activities that enable us to be able to share with the community at large some of the things that God is doing through the various ministries and the things that I'm associated with. You know, it's always uplifting to me to be in your presence, whether it's in the body or in the spirit, because you're such a powerful young man, and you know, you're blessing not only me but the community and reaching out across the country and across the world, and it's just such a joy to know that people letting the world know that God is alive and is actively working and moving to make a difference in the lives of people who are hurting and lost and suffering from injustices. Anyway, I'm going to share a little bit about some of the things that we talked about on previous shows, kind of give you an update on what's going on. I talked about once before about our Texas Hunger Initiative, which is a statewide program chaired by our state representative, Bernice Johnson, in collaboration with the Baylor School of Social Work and the Health and Human Services Commission. And they have a big conference coming up in October. And it's a statewide conference and workshop bringing together many community-based organizations and so forth to continue our efforts to address the need around food insecurity and healthy eating and diets to make sure that no one goes hungry in the state of Texas. And, you know, there are a lot of local initiatives that have already been implemented. You know, our CPP program, which is the community partner program, which involves community-based organizations being allowed to process and help individuals to apply for their various state and public benefits to ensure that those monies are being used appropriately to meet the needs of our people. Our gardening initiative program will kick off on the 13th of this month. We're going to have our pickup and delivery date on that day. You got about 165 families who are going to be undertaking family gardening. And we have various organizations. Some are 501c3s and others are churches who are going to work with families to institute these gardens and then develop a working relationship over the course of the year in order to accomplish two things. One is to ensure that families have the opportunity to have access to fresh vegetables and healthy meal planning and dieting, and to foster relationship building between families and the communities where various churches are located and seated. And we think this is a wonderful opportunity because it goes back to the beginning. In the beginning, man was placed in a garden, and in that garden, man was challenged to not only meet his needs, but to experience and appreciate the value of working and creating something with your own hands. So we're really excited about that family garden initiative because it will enable parents and children to share in a mutual product that would benefit them, and then also establish some connections between the community and the churches in those various areas. Now,
amen.
Yes. You know, and we got some new things that we're doing. I've been working with an organization called Grace Place Properties, and I had mentioned previously that Grace Place Properties is a transitional program that provides, you know, residential apartment living for individuals who are transitioning from prisons and jails or who are reentering society after having spent some time in a substance abuse rehabilitation program. And it's a wonderful opportunity for people to not only get housing, but to be involved in what we call healthy Christian programming. You know, we are not ashamed to proclaim that this is a Christ-centered program and that the only true healing and wholeness can only come about by developing a real intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, because he is the source of what we call healthy healing and living the abundant life. And so one of the things that we're getting ready to undertake that's an extension of Grace Place Properties is a new venture called Ministerial New Generations. And this is being sponsored by Pastor Ron Carlson with the Deaconville Church of Christ. And his dream and his vision is to reinvest into those communities that are being underserved. And his first target area is Oak Cliff. And just last week, matter of fact, it was Thursday, he closed on some property that was previously owned by the Episcopal Diocese, St. George's Episcopal Church, off of Beckley near Illinois. And with the acquisition of the property, we're going to be setting up what we call an event center, Los Galos, which will focus on providing resources and access to the Hispanic community in that area for celebration of what we call those natural transition and rites of passages associated with family and traditions and so forth. And with the event center and the leasing out of the building for weddings and other kinds of traditional celebrations, revenue will be generated. And that revenue will be used to provide job training activities and education and employment for people who are disenfranchised, and specifically those individuals who may be transitioning from prison and jail and who oftentimes are denied equal access. And what's so really exciting about this program, not only is it providing opportunities for people who need it, it's a real effort to reinvest into the Oak Cliff area, because we believe that a healthy, sound, economically viable Oak Cliff is good for all of Dallas County. And we've gotten great support from various investors who are interested in trying to make a difference in the quality of life for the people on the south side or south of I-30. And hopefully this project will be the first of many that will, whose aim will be to reinvest and to seed into those areas that all too often are neglected or underserved as we move forward in this 21st century. So I'm really excited about ministerial next generation. It's an opportunity for you know, disciples of Christ who want to make a difference, not only in the lives of individuals, but in helping to redevelop communities for these individuals to actually habitate. So as we move forward and with the renovation and so forth, I hope I'll be able to share with you and to the community at large the progress we're making and when we target our actual start date for that particular program or the aspects of that program.
So oh, man, that's great, then. I'm excited about that, too, because I deal with men that's in jail, that's in the stage of being homelessness, and after their life is being restored through programs in the Word of God and through the Word of God and programs, you know, it goes both ways, that they will have a place to kind of get rooted and grounded and be successful in society and in the things that God chose for them to do. Now, Brother Flemings here, will you share with me some of the aspects of the community garden, because I've seen the results of that, and I'm excited about that, man. And, you know, a garden is always a good thing. And I noticed this is a great joy for you, because we have talked about this several times and we done seen the results of it. But as this program is being kicking off here, where could we go to get some more information to be involved in something like this? Or just see the actual results of it.
Well, one of the places would be with the Texas Hunger Initiative, which is located over at the Baylor Hospital area. And you can access them through me and my number, which is 214-900-4179. And what we're doing right now is that we're doing what we call a pilot project, because this is the first time that we're actually doing what we call family gardens. Now, we've had community gardens. I mean, we have one located out at Cedar Valley College and another one located on the grounds of the new hospital in Lancaster, Texas. But this is the first time that we're actually trying to do family gardens, where we're actually wanting to develop plots, you know, 8 by 8 square feet areas for individual families or residential settings. And the emphasis is on empowering families to rediscover the joy of creating and developing something through your own work and efforts, and sharing your project with your children and providing for some of your basic needs. Because we know that many families that are south of I-30 don't always have adequate access to what we call fresh vegetables. We don't have markets like we have on the north side of I-30. So this is an attempt to see if we can make a difference by empowering families, as opposed to having families to go expend money by buying some of the things they need through supermarkets. Now, in our areas, in most of our areas, families have access to what we call bulk food, but most of this is dry goods, and it does not necessarily provide all the nutrients that will lead to a balanced diet. So this is one way that we're going to be able to hopefully accomplish this. And we're working with several other community-based organizations, the North Texas Food Bank, Grow North Texas, which is an organization that takes excess vegetables and fruits and redistributes and even creates opportunities for families to be able to sell the excess goods that they produce to various restaurants and other retailers who are open to using their produce just like they use produce produced by large-scale manufacturers. So it's creating a what we call a different kind of social economy, one that's not necessarily controlled by corporations, but by families, and giving them opportunities that normally they would not have access to. So on the 13th of this month, which is next Saturday, is our pickup and delivery day. It's a major event. It's Friday and Saturday, and we've got several hundred volunteers who are going to be ready and available to distribute and deliver the gardens to these various families and to be involved in the initial planning and setup and then working out schedules for ongoing relationships for the maintenance of those gardens and so forth, and also providing access to professional master gardeners to deal with any questions and issues that come up around with pesticide and the weather or the conditions that we encounter because of heat. It's going to be a learning process for our first summer, fall venture, and hopefully from this we'll gain the information we need in order to begin to look at a more wide-scale distribution starting next year. So I'm really excited about that, and anyone who's interested in finding out more information or volunteering to assist us on next Friday and Saturday, you can call me at 214-900-4179, and I'll make sure that you are given the opportunity to connect with those individuals who will help you get involved and contribute.
All right. Amen. Amen. And, Mike, that is very important for us to be involved in things like this, man, for the betterment of ourselves and in the community, and also teach our young men and women skills. And we realize that people may not catch on to it right away, but if we continually to do this and continually show the results of it, it'll catch on. It'll catch on. And I thank
Amen.
You for your commitment and your dedication. You know, we talked about this last year, and I am so glad that you're still on fire in that portion of the ministry, brother, because, we're not a fly-by-night ministry, man, because what God put our hands to do, man, it's for us to do. And I thank you for your commitment. And Mike, and as we was talking about, I know you have a lot of things. We can't cover everything. That's why we like to have you to come back from time to time. But, as you you do a Bible study on once a week. Give us some information on that in case someone's in that area or want to be a part of it.
Yeah, we have an open citywide Bible study that we've been conducting since February this year. It involves people from various churches throughout the city who are also involved in a variety of community activities and ministries. And basically we formed this group because we were interested in going a little further than what we normally get in some of our Bible studies in our churches. We do extensive studies, word studies, getting into the cultural background and what we call hermeneutics, which is the science for interpreting ancient documents such as the Bible. We meet from 8 to 10 every Friday at the original Pancake House, which is at 5220 West Beltline Road, right there at Beltline and the Tollway. And it's really something that challenges us and, our Bible study is growing, and I'm amazed at the number of people who are what I call serious students who are wanting to go really deep into understanding God and what He has called us to do and developing spiritual maturity. So we're always open and encouraging people who are wanting another venue, another opportunity and place to fellowship and share in the joy in searching God's word and interpreting and understanding it for all that it's worth. And so we would love to have people come out to our Bible study. 5220 Beltline Road, one block west of the Tollway and one block east of Munford, and we're inside the original Pancake House every Friday night from 8 to 10 o'clock.
Amen, amen. And you were sharing with me just the other day about another program that you're in that have some Christian comedians that come out. Just your setting, but you have different guests. So would please share that with us to get our listening audience that that God is up to something.
Right. Well, I'm involved with a group called Celebrate Recovery, and that includes also the Bethlehem Church of Christ, but also the Skillman Street Church of Christ, which is located over there on Skillman in East Dallas, just north of Live Oak. And every Wednesday from 6 to 8:30, we have a variety of activities. It begins with what we call an open community meal, dinner, from 6 to 7. And then from 7 to 8, we have a praise and worship, outstanding praise and worship band. We share testimonies, and then we have a variety of guests, ranging from people who are sharing their transformation from their old life to their new life in Christ Jesus and so forth. And then we have people who come from all across the country and who have national prominence or notoriety in a variety of fields. And this Wednesday, we're really excited because coming back again are what we call the Skit Brothers. The Skit Brothers. And these are two nationally renowned Christian comedians. And man, they are hilarious. And we really enjoy opportunities like this because it negates this thinking, this belief that to be a Christian and to be involved in activities in the church and so forth are devoid of any fun and excitement. Man, Christians have fun. And Christians are involved in what we call the abundant life. It's not something that we have in the, when we come into Christ that we no longer can have enjoyment and fun in life. That's not true. And so this is an open opportunity for other churches and individuals and for people to come together and to share and the bounty that God has made available for his children, for his family. So it's going to be held this Wednesday night. Again, from 6 to 8:30 at the Skillman Street Church of Christ. And again, the only number you need in order to gain access to any of these programs and opportunities is 214-900-4179. And I'll share with you exactly what you need to do in order to gain access and to be involved in an activity that's going to have you rolling over in your seat and with laughter. You're going to really enjoy these gentlemen. They are absolutely fabulous. And so I'm really excited that they're coming again. It was a year ago that they were here. And so we are very thrilled that they're willing to come back again and share with us the joy and the laughter that we have in Christ Jesus. Okay? And so that's
amen. It's this Wednesday night. Amen. Amen. Make your way over and be blessed and have the joy of laughter. Amen. We'll put it down
there. That's right.
Now, Mike, I think it's important. Thank you, brother, for what you're doing. It's important for us to be able to share this here information that we can. There was a saying some time ago, I'm going to repeat it, saying, news you can use. It's good to have Christian news you can use, brother.
That's right.
We come
that's
on this program, our focus of this ministry here, Free on the Inside, is to share ministries to other ministries and encourage each other, Iron sharpen iron. I draw strength out for you and the other guests that comes on here because I know and I have a sense that I'm not out here by myself. As I do ministry, sometimes I'm the only one in the ministry field that I can see it, but God have a host of other saints and angels that are doing the same thing that I'm doing. And, I was down at the jail the other day. I do a Bible study at the Hutchinson Jail. I have several young men that's getting ready to get out. I encourage them to stay strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I encourage them to be involved in ministry. I encourage them to go beyond themselves. And they told me in the most simplest way they know, they said, brother, I want to do it, but I'm scared. I see the results of brothers going out there. They come back 90 days later, 30 days later, and I'm scared. I said, brother, fear is a good thing because it gives you a reverence for God. When you put aside and be yielded by the Holy Spirit, we can't do this on our own. We have to ask God to order our steps. We have to be able to hold on to the words and the sayings of Jesus and apply them to our best of our ability, and also get around people that's doing likewise. Man, it's very important. That's what ministry is about.
Right.
I don't be out here by myself.
Right.
You're not by yourself. I love it, man. You say, I'm with this group, and I'm with this group here, because there's power in numbers, man. And we serve.
Right.
Jesus used to travel. Jesus, he would go here, he would go there. He would even send the disciples off. Y'all get on out there, you know, and come back and tell us what God is doing. Brother, thank you for telling us what God is doing. Now, Mike, before you get out of here, I know you got another engagement, but share with us about the new ministry in which God had put your hands to do regarding the program that's on the Internet that's available for all that have a ministry and have a desire to be a part of.
Well, you know, I work with people, not only in Dallas County, but, you know, throughout the North Texas area. And one particular ministry that God has blessed me with the opportunity to be involved with is World Action Revival Ministries, which was founded and operated by Pastor Walt Smith. And I met this gentleman almost a year ago through some other disciples of Christ with the Bear Creek Church over in Irving. And as a result, we have developed a relationship and found ourselves sharing a kindred spirit for working with people who are hurting and suffering from various kinds of abuses and so forth. And so, you know, I'm one of the board members. And recently, we were able to secure a Saturday afternoon time slot with UA Network TV. It's actually Channel 47 on your TV. Okay? And our program runs from 3:30 to 4, and we hope that we will soon be able to expand that from a 30-minute time slot to a full hour. And the show is called Do Something. Now, our primary focus is because Pastor Walt has a passion for those who have experienced some form of abuse in their lives, because he himself, as a young boy, suffered from violence. People to recognize that you know, many of our women, and as a result, their children, are suffering from violence within their own home, and that women are more likely to be, you know, killed by an intimate partner than a stranger, and that our young girls are being sexually abused and involved in what we call human sexual trafficking and so forth. So our program, primary focus, is on exposing in a positive way those programs in our community that are actually attempting to provide services, support that will facilitate the healing and the restoration of relationships between families, and the parents, and the children, and even the abusers, the husbands and wives. And so this past month, September, the whole focus was on domestic violence. We had a variety of community-based programs. We had Hope's Door out of Plano, which is a women's shelter. We had the New Beginning Center out of Garland that provides services not only to battered women, but has a VIP program, which is a education and rehabilitation program for the abusers, for men who are either court-ordered or who recognize that they have some issues around controlling women and being abusive and are looking for help. Genesis, which is located over in East Dallas. And so we wanted, you know, to make sure that not only are opportunities and programs available for those who are suffering from abuse, but for the community at large to be able to appreciate some of these programs who have been around for 25 to 30 years and are really making a difference in the lives of these women and particularly their children when they know that they're supported, that God cares, and that he's making a way for them. For the month of September, our focus will be on teen suicide and violence. And most people don't seem to realize that that is the number one cause of death among our youth today. And it's really disconcerting to us that our young people, at a time when they should be hopeful and looking to all of the opportunities that their life has and the future should bring, are feeling hopeless and helpless, and who feel like the only option, of course, of action they have to take is suicide. So we want to make sure that we increase public awareness, and that we let families know and talk about some of the warning signs and the kinds of things that families need to be aware of and what they can do to make sure that their child does not become the next suicide victim. And so, that's our focus. After that, we'll be focusing on ministries, similar to what you do on your Saturday morning program. We want to be able to highlight what God is doing to a variety of ministries and to augment what you're doing. So we have not only the radio internet, that we have TV, and then we have the web, where we have these programs archived and are available on demand for those people who missed the live programming every Saturday from 3 to 4. You can catch it at uanetwork.tv on demand. So, this is something that we're really, really thrilled about, to be able to actually reach out beyond our immediate territories and be able to expose some really positive programs to people throughout this region. So if you're interested and you have ministries and programs that you think the community needs to be aware of, again, give me a call at 214-900-4179, or you can call Pastor Walt at 877-957-1434 and 940-565-0839. Again, that's 877-957-1434 or 940-565-0839. And let us know what you're doing and what you would like to share with the community through our programming. We'd be more than willing to see how we can accommodate you.
Hey, man, that's great. And, I had an opportunity to speak with Pastor Walden. He truly is a man with passion for the ministry. And he also was sharing with me, and you can agree with this, how they're going to, later during the program, they're going to bring in people that's authors and playwriters and just work in various portions of the ministry. So I'd just like to extend that invitation to the writers and the book writers and the play directors and musicians and all those. He'll have a format for those type of ministries also.
Exactly. And even a format for Christian businesses, because we want to make sure that we support those Christians who are providing products and services, and because God is manifesting his mercy and his grace in many avenues and venues. And all too often, we overlook the importance of Christian businesses, not just some of our large corporations like Chick-fil-A, but you'd be surprised at the number of small home-based businesses and other small businesses that are run by Christians who are trying to make a difference in what we call the secular business world. So, right, give us a call and let's see how we can partner together to advance the kingdom of God and let people know that God is alive and he's really trying to make a difference, not just in the lives of people, but in the whole world.
And that is so true. Mike, this has been a great interview, brother. We realize that there's a lot more material that we can discuss, man, but glory be to God, we was able to touch base on them. As always, my brother, we love you to come back and keep us plugged in to what God is up to, man. I'm excited about it. Each and every time I talk with you in ministry similar to yours, I'm encouraged to do more for the Lord. I'm lifting up holy hands and saying, Lord, what would you have me to do? And guess what? God is faithful and just, man. And, Mike, before we wind down this program, we'd just like you to just share a few words how important it is to be involved in ministry. Tell us about it the best way that you know how, because you do a lot of things, but we realize that you do a lot of things. So tell us how important it is to be involved in ministry.
God didn't save us for us to be set up on a shelf and to isolate. We're not called to be pew sitters or spectators. We're called to be active partners with Jesus Christ in taking this gospel into all of the world to make a difference. We are a city who is set on a hill, whose light illuminates the darkness in a very dark and perverse generation. We are salt that is intended to go out and to preserve life as God intended. And so the only way that God can make himself known to a dying world and to the lost and the hurting is by manifesting himself through us, his disciples, believers. Our role is to go to those places, into the byways and into those areas where people are lost and disenfranchised. They're looking for a shepherd. And we're called to go out and make a difference, not to be inhabiting four walls. God in Christ spent very little time in church buildings. And that's not to negate or say that going to church and being involved in corporate worship is not important. It is. We need to know one another. We need to develop our relationships. And so we go to church, prayer, and worship to be refreshed so we can go into the mission field and make a difference. You know, programs like, such as yours that highlight what people are doing out there and that people are sending up thanks and praise to God because of those who are willing to deny themselves and pick up the cross and follow Jesus. Jesus was in the street hanging around with people that the religious people of his day felt like were not worthy or worth their time. Everybody
Amen.
Is worth the time and needs
yes,
to know
are.
That God cares. And so we need to go out in our neighborhoods and in those places and let people know that God loves them and that God cares for them and God will provide for them through his people. And so I really
Amen.
Appreciate what you're doing, and I know the ministries that you're involved in and all the people that you work with, and I also know that you're doing some new things, and I'm looking forward when you begin to share with others what you're doing in places like Terrell and the Life Foundation and so forth. So I appreciate you. I want to encourage you to continue to do what you do and for you to be aware that you are making a difference and people are talking about God because you are talking about God and making him known through this channel. God bless you, my brother.
God bless you. What a great interview there, my brother. As always, we'd like to have you come back. Man, this has truly been a blessing here. Mike, have a great day, man, and we'll be talking again. We have our next guest that's on the line here. And so God bless you, and be encouraged in the Lord. Amen.
Thank you, my brother. Have a good day.
Amen. Oh, what a great interview that we had there with Michael Fleming. He was giving us an update on the ministry in which he's a part of. He talked about the community garden. He talked about Grace Place, a housing for disfranchised people that's getting them back together. And I also talked about the UAN Network TV, which is able to broadcast ministries similar to mine to bring them on the air and highlight those ministries. And in future, Dave, myself will be on there, and I'm going to attempt to bring on some of our ministry team to be on there with me because I believe in sharing ministry. I believe in being partners with ministry. I don't do this thing alone here, and I'm going to prove that to you. I don't have to, but I am because I have one of our ministry members here that's he's the ministry leader over at the Breath of Life Mission in South Dallas, and we get together every Sunday. And Saturday also, we talk about God, and we share the goodness of God with the men and women that's over there. Good morning, Raul.
Good morning, Brother Joel. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. Hey, man, thank you for being on our program. I'd just like to bring you on here to give us an update and keep us plugged in with what's going on. I know what's going on, but I want to share that with our listening audience because this program goes coast to coast and around the world, and I want you to know that there's something good going on in South Dallas through the ministry in which God has put to your hands to do.
Amen. God bless you, everybody. Thank you for listening to this beautiful program, Free in the Inside. Well, I like that, brother. We need to be free.
Yes, sir.
Well,
amen.
Yes,
God bless
say,
you.
Yes. We've been doing this, what you call, street ministry in South Dallas for the last 3 years, same place, 3528 Harwood Street in Dallas, 175 close to Martin Luther King. I think everybody in Dallas is familiar with that place. And, yes, we're there every Sunday and Saturdays. Saturdays we have our Bible study and prayer time from 4
Amen.
To 6, from 5 to 7, excuse me. And then on Sundays we have our feeding ministry. Basically what we do is we preach the gospel. We fellowship with the people from the streets and from the neighborhood. And we praise the Lord Jesus. We speak about his name. And then we have a time for eating. We have a delicious food every Sunday. And if you ever been there, you know I'm telling the truth. We have delicious food. We have fried chicken, pizza, Chinese buffet, and drinks, and all many, many other things. You are invited to come over here, visit us, and be part of this ministry. One thing that the Lord put in my heart was to have unity with ministries. The Lord told me that he will send his rain from heaven to bless that place. And he wants the church, we are the church, united in harmony, working together. So this is a ministry where every church is involved, is welcome. No denominations, no background, no races, no color. All churches are welcome to speak about the goodness of God, to be part of the kingdom of God, and to tell everybody that God is real. He sent his son, Jesus Christ, so we can be safe and have relationship with God. So everybody is welcome to this ministry. I like what Mr. Michael was saying, brother. Church is not to be inside the building. Of course, it's good for us to have fellowship inside the building, but the church was never intended to be confined, or us to be confined to the building. But Jesus said in Matthew 28, go and preach the gospel. Go out. If they don't come to church, you go to them. So this is part of our mission. Go out and preach the gospel, preach the good news. And we're about to start baptizing people outside, right there on the streets of Dallas, Texas, South Dallas. We're going to start doing baptisms because it's one of the things that the Lord has placed in my heart. There are people walking on the streets, living outside, and they want to be baptized. You know, I've been seeing the necessity. The Lord has been opening up my eyes, my ears, and people are asking me, Raul, where can I get baptized? Well, the Lord just provided this week. We got a portable baptizer, like a little container, little pool. And people going to get baptized, brother, right there. Very soon.
Amen,
it's coming.
Amen. You know what? I'm excited about that. That's really, I want you to be a guest on it. I want people to know that God is busy. God is up to something. And, you know, and as the people's hearts desire to have more God, guess what? He makes himself available. He said, you want more? I'll give you more. You know, we have a gracious God that look past our faults and our failures. And he said, you know what? You know, come just the way we are. You know, we deal with people that are homeless, that's displaced. And they come just the way they are. But yet they don't stay that way. I believe it without a shadow of a doubt that God is working from the inside out.
Amen. That's right, brother. That's right. And, you know, on our past revival, we had the experience how this man came over to the altar and he said, Raul, I want to get baptized. And, brother, is why the Lord Jesus said we need to renew our mind. Renew our spiritual understanding, because, you know, some people told me, hey, Raul, don't baptize him with use a bottle of water because it's not it's supposed to be. But I say, hey, guys, listen, if this man died tomorrow, I don't want to be responsible. He want to get baptized.
Yes,
now
yes.
We're going to have the baptizer so they can immerse into the water. Man, I'm so excited, brother. I feel so blessed. And also, Thanksgiving Day is coming, and we are asking for at least 50 frozen turkeys. We want to give them away to the community, to our place where we are serving. We need to make like 50, at least 50 baskets with frozen turkey and all the good vegetables and for their Thanksgiving dinner. So if you want to be part of it, or anybody that's listening to this program, the Lord touches your heart, to help with one turkey. We're not asking for too much. One turkey. If you can donate one turkey, I think Brother Joe has more than 50 people listening right now. You can be a part of that blessing. Well, I encourage you, and I thank you, and I bless you. Psalm 41 says that blessed is the man who consider the poor. Blessed is the man who thinks on the poor, because the Lord will bless him. And yes, Brother Joe.
Yes, Brother
so,
Raul.
Brother Daniel, you're listening, Brother Daniel. God bless you, Brother Daniel. I know you are there, Brother Daniel. He's a faithful man of God. Thank you. Thank you for being a support for us and all the ministries that are serving the kingdom of God. Yes, Brother Joe.
Yes, you know, and I'm glad that you were able to be on the program today, because I think it's very important to let the community and the city and the country know what we're up to over in South Dallas, how you're saying how God has touched the heart of the ministry to be a blessing to the neighborhood and with the donations. And you know what? I have seen, and you have too, and our ministry sees that if we put our heart and our prayers together, God will bless us. So I will know without a shadow of doubt that God is going to bless us more than what we can ever expect through this love offering, this donation to the community, and some hearts are going to be changed and touched. And, you know, Brother Raul, now as we come down there, time after time after time, sometimes we feel like that we don't have enough resources to meet the people's need, but yet God always show himself mighty.
That's right.
And you know, and I want you to encourage us about it. God, put it on your heart that he'll make the provisions for those things to come about. I know it, and you know it, but encourage someone else.
That's right, brother. In fact, last week we didn't have any church involved, at least in our schedule, to be involved. So we were praying about food, about, you know, all the supplies we needed for last Sunday, last week. And also the prayer, the praising leader, he went on vacation. So we didn't have anybody to come down and praise the Lord. So I said, Lord, well, I need to sing, I think, prepare my songs and sing it to you, Lord. So, but the Lord has something different. You know, he has prepared somebody else's heart. You know, the other church, they just show up on time and they say, Raul, will you spell to come to here, this place today? So we want to be involved in this ministry. So, well, thank God they were participating last Sunday. They brought the whole church or some of the church people, and they were able to sing some music. Man, I saw the provision of God. Then somebody brought pizza, you know, and chicken. At the end, the Lord supplied all our needs. And I think it's very important, brother, just be available. Just be available. Just be ready for what is laying on your heart. And if we move in faith, I'm pretty sure the Lord will set the people in our path that will provide what we need in order for God to fulfill his call on our lives.
Amen. And, you know, as you were talking about how God touched the heart of the other ministry to come down there, where Bishop Chalk and his ministry team, they came down and they had on their ministry shirts, and they looked like they were ready to go to work, and they was ready to go to work. And God was awesome in that setting there. And so I want to encourage all that are listening that if you make yourself available, like Minister Raul said, that you will be receive the blessing that come from above. Now, Raul, give us a layout of the different churches that come down here. Like you were saying, that this ministry is available for everyone. But each Sunday we have different ministries come out. Share some of that with us.
Wow, yes, brother. Well, we have like three different churches, South Korean, to be exact, South Korean churches. We have the Semi Ham Church in North Dallas. This is a beautiful Korean church. Man, they come once a month. And, you know, you've been there, Brother Joel. They bring food for about 80 people, Chinese buffet.
Yes,
we have Birmingham Church. They donate clothing, shoes. Man, that church is so blessed. They love the Lord. We also have the first United Methodist Church in Irving, South Korean church, too. They come tomorrow, okay? They're going to be there tomorrow. And they come once a month. We have Covenant Church from Frisco, Texas, also Korean. They are involved. They come in one every other month. Okay, we have Pure Word Church in Dallas. They're going to start coming this month on the second week, once every other month. They're coming every other month. We have Hispanic Church, Atalaya de Cristo, you know, Pastor Rico Church in Bowl once a month too. Hey, brother, many churches, but still we have a place for you, and we still have a need. You don't have to come every Sunday, but you can come once a month, once every other 2-3 months, 1 hour, 2 hours. You don't have to bring food you don't have, but you have hands. You can help us to pass out the food, set up the tents, chairs. We need help. You can bring a case of water, $253 a case of water. Also, you are welcome. We need it, too. Anything that is in your heart, you can come. You sing praises to God, come and praise the Lord. If you like to share your testimony, come and share your testimony. We're not going to give you money because we have no money. We are there to help. But you can come and be part of the ministry and be blessed. And bless somebody else.
And oh, that is so true. I see men and women that come out there, and they may just start sitting around, but then they become a part of the ministry, and they start working and assisting. And that's what it's all about, restoring. I like to think of as the ministry as being a restoring ministry, bringing you back and reconciled to God, you know. And so I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the ministry team or the volunteer that come out. Tell us about some of the people that God have added to the ministry for us this season.
Well, for this season, well, we have the blessing to have Pastor Rodney Whaley from Irving, Texas, Blessed Heart Ministries. He is supporting us. He is helping us. We have Pastor DeWitt, Daniel DeWitt from Pure Word Church. I like that man. God bless Brother DeWitt. He and his church, they're involved. And you, Joel Lewis, God bless you. I got the privilege to meet you, and through you, I've been able to meet many other people. God bless Brother Daniel. He's listening to your radio right now. I know he's there. How you doing, Brother Daniel?
Amen. And, yes, he's online.
Amen. Amen. He's online. And, well, Sister Josie, Sister Karen, and many other people, brother. Yes.
And we don't want to fail without mentioning Brother Sam. Brother Sam always surprised me. Brother Sam being faithful. You know, Brother Sam is he's our official van driver, and he goes out without any reservation and pick up all the people at the various living facilities and the shelters, and he go down and he does it. And we thank God for it. The people actually look forward to Brother Sam coming down there. And occasionally
right,
I go down and pick him up, and they say, "Where Brother Sam? We want to be with Brother
right.
Sam." And I thank God for that relationship. Yeah,
that's right.
You know,
brother, I'm sorry, I forgot that my brother Sam. I know Brother Sam for more than 3 years, and we've been going to mission trips in the United States and many other states. Man, he got a heart for the kingdom of God. When first I met Sam is from South Korea. He's from South Korea. You know, he came to the ministry driving a small Honda Civic, a small compact car. And he said, "Raul, I want to help driving people to this ministry." He's been going around, as you know, to collect the people from the shelters and around the bridge and bring them to the ministry. And a few weeks later, the Lord blessed him with a minivan, a Honda Odyssey minivan. Somebody said, "Brother Sam, are you helping the ministry? You need a larger vehicle, so I'm going to give you the minivan." And the Lord blessed him with a minivan, brother.
Hey,
man. And, you know, everybody know Brother Sam. He is very well known because he say, let's go. And everybody knows him.
Hey, man. Yeah,
they are eagerly waiting for him.
Yes, they are. It can't nobody say it like Sam. I tried it, but it just don't go over right. Well, we thank God for Sam. You know, right? We thank God for the ministry, because not only are we co-laborers in the ministry, but we all are friends. We all can sit there and encourage each other and support each other as the ministry is growing and developing, but yet God is still adding to the ministry the way he sees fit. I thank you, brother, for the burden that you carry. You do not carry it alone. You're willing to share with all that come what may. You know, God, he does this setting up and the orchestrating, but yet you have a heart and a compassion to come, you know, say come just like you are. And I thank you for that, brother. I thank you, because people can see how richly that you are blessed in the kingdom, and they want to be a part of that. They say, if God could do it for Raul, surely he could do it for me. And the ministries that that comes through there, they see that the hand of God is involved in that ministry, and they just want to be supportive. Don't nobody want to take over, I'm just saying that, but they just want to be supportive, and that's very important, the support ministries.
Amen. That's true, brother. We cannot do it alone. The Lord has bigger plans. You know, the Lord works in his plans, on his plans, on his ways. And we've been there for 3 years. And it seems like little has been changed. But I know the Lord is working little by little by little every time we go there. And I know if we are faithful in the little, if we are obedient in what God calls us to do, even though we don't have the resources, even though we don't feel qualified, even though we don't have what it takes, I know God will take the glory, God will take all the honor, and people will know that he is real. When we, different races, different denominations, working together, I like to say this always, brother, the Bible says, when they see you loving one another, making no difference, people would say they are disciples of Jesus Christ. We don't have to get our business card presentation or speak and say, I'm disciple of Jesus Christ. I love the Lord Jesus. Jesus himself said, when they see you, when the community, when the unbelievers, when the people out there see you interacting, loving, helping you one another, they will know that you've been having relationship with Jesus Christ. And we see that all the time. People from the highway, they stop by and say, whoa, that caught my attention, seeing Asians, Hispanics, black, white, no colors, all working together. And they say, something is happening, something is going on right here. And it's the presence of God working through all our hearts.
Amen. Oh, that's so well put there. Amen. We thank you. As this interview is winding down, we want to be very mindful that this is God's business. We want to thank you and what the ministry team is doing. Pastor Wiley, Minister Dwight, Minister Sam, Sister Josie, Sister Karen, and yourself, brother. Oh, I am so happy to be a part of that ministry there. I'm just a servant, you know. And I love that. I love that. I love that, because God could either use someone like me. And guess what? He's no respecter person. What he done for one, he'll do for another. Thank you for what you're doing. And as we get ready to wind down here, Brother Raul, will you please close us out in a word of prayer? And then we'll revisit this. You know, as always, I'd like you to come back. You know, because I want you to share with us what's going on in the ministry. I could tell them, but guess what? You could tell them just as well as I can.
Amen. Thank you. It's an honor, Brother Joe, to be part of this show. God bless you for your heart to do this. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for everything you're doing right now, Lord. We know, Lord Jesus, that our world is decaying. Our world is dying right now, Lord Jesus, as we speak, Lord Jesus. But you have people, Lord Jesus, for such a time as this, Lord Jesus, that loves you because you have loved us first, Lord. Lord Jesus, we thank you for Brother Joel Luis in this program, for all the listeners right now, Lord Jesus. Lord, thank you for all the ministers, all the pastors that are working in your kingdom, Lord Jesus. Give us the strength, Lord Jesus. Give us the ability, Lord Jesus, to understand your will and fulfill it, Lord Jesus. We know that it's not easy, but you said, Lord, that you will be with us until the end of the days. We thank you in advance for all the miracles, all the blessings, all the provisions that we are to expect in the coming days, Lord Jesus. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your spirit, Lord Jesus, that compels us to go out and preach the good news of Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for everything in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible. It'll tell you what to do. Be not weary in doing well. For in due season, you're going to reap. Yeah. Say, be not weary.
Amen. You've been listening to Prayer on the Inside. God bless you until we meet again. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Amen.